95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, man.
How was your night?
Oh, it's fine. Weird seeing you in class today.
Yeah, that was odd.
You actually got to class almost on time.
Listen.
That must be one of the first times in your life.
Listen, we have a friend who is a professor.
Yeah, we met her when she was insanely young. She was a club DJ. We brought her into the station. She made the place explode. And now she's a professor.
Yeah.
Here we are, still doing DJ things.
Yeah.
She's a professor!
Yeah. And we were on a Zoom, and we were trying to give advice.
Yep.
And I couldn't get the Zoom to work, so...
We saw your butt for a while. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, totally, the whole class did.
Excellent. Finally. At least it paid off.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Gender reveal party. Stop it.
Oh, my God, stop!
Do not include a panda.
No pandas in your gender reveal party.
Stop it.
Hey, and who sent that?
That was very cool. Stop what you're doing.
Thank you for
sending
that. Tim
sent that.
Tim, you rule.
Yes. Girl got butt implants, and now she can't sit down.
She likes big butts, but she can't sit on chairs or something.
Something like that.
We'll get Sir Mix-a-Lot on the case.
And she says it's worth it. Surprisingly, there was a gamer who won one of those competitions in front of a crowd,
right?
And was celebrating so much he dislocated his shoulder. He wasn't touching anyone. There was no high five. It was just him, like, pounding on the ground, kind of in excitement,
kind of like how I am with Fridays.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah,
going nuts.
Where you go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to talk about Nicki Minaj's cousin's balls as well. Come on. On 95.5 KLOS.
That's good news. Kevin, did you know or did you care that it was on this day in rock in 1982 those guys, Queen, played their very last USA concert with Freddie Mercury?
I didn't know that.
Forum. You did. You were there.
No, I didn't at all.
Yeah, of course you did.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah, but that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
1982.
That is crazy. All right, listen.
Yeah.
Gender reveal party. Stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop what you're doing. I know as a parent you're excited about the sex of your kid, of course.
And just you alone are.
Right,
the two
correct.
Of you. That's it. Maybe
everybody
grandpa.
Else is excited for you.
Sure, that's nice.
But do they need to watch some kind of celebration that tells them whether it's a boy or girl?
Hell no.
No, they don't. So the giant pandas?
Yeah, I know. Now they're dragging animals.
Animals.
Into it.
They're
Stop.
Making animals do it. Keepers at the Singapore Zoo staged a gender reveal for the first panda cub to be born there.
Stop it.
So they basically put like blue and red streamers around a tree. I just tweeted the video of it.
Right.
And the panda climbs up the tree and reaches in and grabs something and it all comes down blue.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
Man, I wish I had been there.
I mean, do you think that... See, this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy because they knew what sex it was.
Right.
They've been carefully monitoring this panda. This is the first one
right.
that is born in Singapore in their zoo.
Right.
This is not a surprise.
Right.
Except to people around the world, I guess.
Boy, and we've been on pins and needles ever since we found out that she was pregnant.
Listen to the exciting footage from the gender reveal party with pandas. Oh, cute music.
Man,
yes, it's
on.
Cute, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cute.
And then a guy steps up and says,
"It's a boy."
It's a boy.
Why not just send that to the newspaper?
F right off.
How many people were there standing around eating cotton candy, bored out of their minds, pretending they cared?
Probably a lot. It didn't show. It only showed the panda and then that guy making the huge announcement.
And the poor panda had no idea what was going on.
No, of course not.
He pulled out all this blue stuff.
What is
like,
this?
Ugly. What's with the blue color?
I'm not going to eat this. Just stop doing this. Stop it. Stop.
Even the panda's pissed.
Yes.
They're usually pretty chill.
Don't anger pandas.
Don't turn them into robots either.
Although, did you see the little baby panda?
No.
Super ugly cute.
Oh, really? Super ugly cute.
Ugly cute.
Oh, okay.
Very ugly cute.
Okay.
Like right on the line of ugly.
Oh.
Kind of cute. Oh, ugly.
I know that feeling very well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is ridiculous, yeah.
There's a woman who spent $20,000 on a butt lift. Is that what you call them?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Becky, look at her butt.
Mm-hmm.
It is so big.
She
looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? they only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt. It's just so
thin. Butt.
I can't believe it's just so round. It's like solid.
I just can't believe this song is in here. That's one of the things that surprises
that
me.
That is surprising.
It hasn't turned up on our Friday show yet.
She's just so...
I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Like big butts that cannot lie.
All right, so tell us about the big butt, sir.
Okay, so she spent $20,000 on a butt lift.
Wow, $20,000.
And now she can't sit down.
Because, wow, that's truly huge.
But she has no regrets.
But?
She says her name is Kazumi Squirts, which is not her name.
Stop that right now.
I'm just telling you the story, man. That's her name.
That's the name
she uses, I should say. She currently lives in Miami. She earns a living showing off her figure online. She has an OnlyFans account. She seems to be making a decent amount of money. And I got to tell you, not as hideous as you would think with all of this surgery.
No, yeah.
It does seem like when people get a lot of surgery, it starts to really make...
She looks like a cat sometimes or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's 24 years old. She spent $20,000 for a Brazilian butt lift.
Brazilian butt lift.
She struggled with her body for years. She was in a pageant when she was younger, and somebody told her to gain weight.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lose weight.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
She got a boob job in September where she spent $8,000 going from a 34B cup to a 34 double D cup.
So she spent $30,000 on her body recently.
$36,000.
So clearly she's making, like you said, on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, wow, that's a lot of cash to be throwing out.
It is.
To just make yourself bigger.
But she's making decent money on her OnlyFans.
Sure.
Apparently.
But she has to stand apparently to do it.
Wait, I'll get to that point. She got liposuction all over her body and ab stretching totaling $28,000 all on the same day.
What? Wow.
That sounds like it would feel like you got hit by a truck.
At least. That's marine quality.
The whole day.
Stamina.
Now she's coping with the side effects as she's not been able to sit down since her butt lift. She added... Do you have sexy music over there? Anything sexy?
Because
this quote.
This needs the sexy music.
It needs a little bit of sexy if you have it.
Sexy, maybe.
She added.
I mean, we got this at least, so I mean, that kind of fits the bill, I suppose.
Sure. Sure. I do everything standing up. I learned how to pee and poop standing up.
Oh, no! Wow! Out the big booty. Oh, man. That was a...
She had to learn to do both.
Oh,
standing
man.
Up.
I've never been able to stand
because
up a pee
she
either.
Can never sit down.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Totally worth it.
That's what she says.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if she's raking in that kind of cash, I mean, I guess I can...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't you want to sit down at some point?
You can't ever get on a plane.
No.
Like, people can't normally get on a plane and fit in a seat as it is, let alone this.
I don't understand how it's worth it, because when you, like what you're saying, when you start to think about all the ways you sit down,
right.
It's most of your day.
Yeah, it really is. 100%.
She can't do that,
wow.
So she has learned to pee and poop standing up. And that's our
sexy
citizen of the day.
That's hot.
Kazumi Squirts.
Kazumi Squirts. I've changed my name so many times. That's my new name now.
Kazumi Squirts and Kevin?
Nope.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is a weird... I'm going to tweet it out, but it's a weird story about a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read the words to you in the tweet.
Okay.
It's a foreign language to me. A pop-off to put Hungrybox to shame.
Boom. What?
Congratulations to Cake Assault for winning Rivals of Ether at Riptide.
There are three people going, oh, yeah, totally, man.
Yes,
absolutely.
They're very excited about
Everyone
it.
Everyone else is like, huh?
So this guy, the video is, he wins the game, jumps up.
He's on stage in front of a lot of people.
And he's, like, pumping his arms. Like, there's no high-fiving. There's nobody else around him.
Nope.
And it's as if he took, say, a handful of rocks or something and threw it at the stage. And as soon as he did that, he separated his shoulder. And fell to the ground holding his shoulder.
You can instantly see the pain explode in this dude. He's so excited to he's laying on the ground hiding from everyone.
What a freak accident that is.
Yeah.
And it so ruined his celebration.
Yeah,
he was so happy. He was jumping up and down. And then he just collapsed because he hurt his shoulder.
Because he pulled out his shoulder.
Yeah.
Celebrating. High-fiving nobody.
Dislocated shoulder.
Always high-five someone. You need
correct.
That stop, you know?
Correct.
You need to hit that other flesh.
Although there has been, I forget what athlete it was, there has been somebody who they high-five each other with their arms.
Mm-hmm.
like above the elbow, and they were doing it hard enough that he got injured doing that.
Oh, jeez.
But I like the solo injuries a little bit better.
Yeah.
I used to make a joke all the time that I used to throw rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner, which I did. For a long time, for years, I lived next to him. And I don't know why there was a rivalry there, but there was. And we would throw rocks at each other. Like he would
I didn't know he actually threw them back. I thought it was really just you.
No, oh, okay. I'm not a dick. I'm not that big a dick.
Oh, all right. Well, that does change my opinion of you.
We would throw... Worse or better?
Better? Better, okay. Sadly. All boo, right. How boring.
No, he would hide around his house, and I would hide around my house, and there were like chips of paint that would go off and dents in cars and window would get broken every once in a while.
Sure.
And I did separate my shoulder throwing the rock.
Oh, that's how hard you were trying to hit him.
I really was mad at him that day.
Oh, man. So you popped your shoulder out.
No, it's not. A separation is not a pop out like it is.
Yeah.
It's more of a, it just moves apart a little and then back.
Oh,
but
okay.
It hurt.
Like
almost anything worse than anything I've ever
Now,
felt.
Did you learn a lesson from that and stop throwing rocks at Robbie Joyner?
Yeah, for 2 weeks until I, 3 weeks until I started feeling better.
That's good.
He probably went and, proclaimed victory to all of his friends. But so what we want is 818-955-KLOS, freak accidents. You were doing something you didn't think would injure you?
Yeah, maybe by yourself. That would be interesting.
Yourself would be the best.
Yeah. Like, maybe it had to do with lightning, or maybe a train was involved somehow that you didn't know something.
A train?
I don't know. Freak accident. Hopefully where nobody was maimed. You were killed by a train.
Call now.
Everybody that was killed by a train.
No, I think a solo accident would be funniest.
Yes, but any kind of freak accident.
Sure. If it's a freak accident and you got injured and it's embarrassing, then you need to tell us. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we're talking about a gamer who dislocated his shoulder while celebrating a victory.
He was jumping himself up and down. He was so happy and pow, pulls his arm out.
So you hurt yourself in an embarrassing, freaky way. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Connor, about the freak accident?
Yes. What happened to you?
So I was doing the worm at a wedding and dislocated my shoulder. I also broke my foot running a 5K, so...
Wait, hold on. Let's go back to the wedding.
Yeah, let's go back to the worm.
Did you have the dance floor to yourself and everybody was standing around watching you? Like, were you performing for them?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to show off to the little kids.
Sure. Wow.
That sucks.
That
and
hurts
it's hilarious.
So much. But it's hilarious because you were doing the worm.
Yeah, you didn't trip and fall backwards right into the cake or anything, did you?
No.
Damn it. Next time.
What did you do? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get up slowly and try to walk out without people watching you?
Oh, no. Everyone knew that I did, and I had a bunch of, people drinking, trying to put it back in there.
Oh, no. All right. Good times. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about getting hurt in a freak accident. That happened to you?
Oh, yes, dude, check this out. It's a long time ago.
Okay.
Remember the old karate pulleys where you put a rope through a pulley and you attach it to your leg and you pull on it from the ceiling and it lifts your leg up?
Yep.
Well, I thought I was being a real smart guy and I wanted to work my stomach out, so I put both feet inside the thing and pulled. And, your upper body weight's a lot more. Hit my head on the concrete and I woke up to my dog licking my face.
Oh, ouch. Damn.
Oh, I wish I had video of that. That's hilarious.
What's the matter with you? Wake up. What's wrong?
Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy. Busted my head open.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I love your story. Thank you.
That's perfectly. That's what we're looking for.
Yes,
thanks,
agreed.
Man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You were injured in a freak accident?
Yeah, I was.
What happened?
It was my senior year, and it was the night before Hell Week, and tradition before Hell Week, we go out and party, and I wasn't supposed to go out and party, and at this party, I was carrying this plate of nachos, and I tripped on like maybe a half-inch step and severely twisted my ankle and had to come up with this big lie.
Oh, that hurts so much. Hurt. What did you tell your parents later?
I told them that all of us went to Denny's. And I tripped on a step at Denny's rather than tell him, so I had to sit out the first week of Hell Week.
Oh my God.
Did the nachos go flying and hopefully they land on somebody?
Oh yeah, nachos went flying.
Man, oh, man.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. 818-955-KLOS, your freak accident.
The more embarrassing, the better.
Well, you know, it's the KLOS free ride. I mean, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, man.
Never works.
No, it never does. No, not at all.
But I like that you keep trying. Keep giving it the old heave-ho. We are talking about hurting yourself in freak accidents. You did that?
I was a baseball coach, man. And after, you know, a night of playing baseball with the kids early in the morning, I decided to play toss inside the house, you know, with a little sock.
Right.
And sure enough, I threw my rotator cuff out, dude.
Wow, in the house with a sock ball?
No, with a sock ball. Dummy, wow. Dude. I couldn't even work for like 3 months.
Dang, 3 months.
I love that so
wow.
much. I love that so much.
What kind of a baseball coach? I thought I was warmed up. My arm's been thrown sure. all day.
Maybe that was the problem, is that your arm was already tired, and then you grabbed the sock.
No, I know.
You grabbed the wrong sock.
Grabbed the wrong sock.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
So we were camping up on a lake, and a buddy of ours had a boat, and we were out water tubing. And his dad liked to whip us around on those tubes and,
sure.
you know, throw us into the water and have us rotisserie chicken for like, you know, 400 feet across the water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, dumb, stupid stuff you do as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went so hard that we actually ripped the inner tube out of the casing that it comes in.
Wow.
Yeah. And that inner tube went across the lake. And we're like, well, we don't really want to go back. So what if we put two of us in a one person tube? That'll work, right?
Guys are so stupid.
Yeah.
I would have done that. That's 100% what I would have
yep.
done.
And so what if we go on our stomach, like a boogie board almost? And so we're whipping him around. And I'm not a small dude. I'm 6'5", about 240.
Mm-hmm.
And he whipped us around a turn, and that weight difference became very relevant. He rolled across my back, landed on my shoulder. My shoulder was the first thing in the water, and I separated my shoulder in the water.
Oh, that hurts so much.
Not as much fun as throwing rocks at my neighbor.
I would argue more fun.
I can't move my arm right now.
Wow.
Oh, my
and
God.
So I kind of, like, pull myself back, somehow kind of, like, crawl swim to the boat. And my buddy, who does not know what just happened, grabs me under both my armpits to lift me into the boat.
Oh!
I scream so loud, it echoes across.
Wow.
And this, like, disgusting popping sound, and I'm like,
oh, I can just feel that right now.
Oh,
my shoulder's back, but oh my God, I think I need to go home.
Wait, he popped it back in?
Yeah, just the way that he picked me up.
Oh, luck! That is pure luck!
Complete luck. I screamed, he dropped me, and I landed on the back of the boat, and you just hear this, and I'm like, oh my God, my shoulder's back.
Wow.
You're so
lucky. All right,
lucky.
So that's a good lesson. From now on, when someone's shoulder does that, you just pick them up and throw them on the ground.
Pick them up by both arms.
Yeah.
Pick them up like a toddler. You need someone like the mountain to pick you up like a toddler. And when you scream, just be like, oops, drop you on the back of the boat, and your shoulder will be just fine.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
That's some good advice right there. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started talking about a gamer who dislocated his shoulder while celebrating by himself. Wasn't a high five or anything. No
so
contact.
Embarrassing, too, man. He was totally in front of the crowd. He was having a great time, and then he just
fell right to the stage.
Biffed it.
Yep.
Big time.
Which hurts. So we're talking about you hurt yourself in a freak accident. You have one of those?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I got a good one for you. So we do our turkey bowl football game every year on Thanksgiving morning.
Sure.
And I'm 5'4", like a 140, and I decided that I was going to go ahead and try to play quarterback that morning because obviously we have a few beers while we're playing. Ages 30 to 40, and I went ahead and jumped to throw a pass. I didn't get hit by anybody. I fell on my own leg. I broke both sides of my ankle and my tibula and fibula.
Oh, what the hell?
I was out of work for like 8 months, and then I got an infection in my wound. So close to a year out of work just from my own fault.
Oh.
What the hell? Are you made out of balsa wood?
What kind of? Now I'm made out of metal.
Oh, sure, now. Wow. That's pretty extreme.
That blows.
That was a freak accident.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yes, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. Hello, KLOS. Tell us how you hurt yourself.
So it started on a hike through the hills with a rifle and a backpack and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. I slip and fall down the side of this hill. Wake up unconscious, deep in the hills, up in the Angeles Crest, hike out. Okay, I had to hike about 6 miles out, but that's where the next accident happened. I fell down, and there's this pipe sticking out of the side of the concrete on this stream thing going on.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I landed right on my crotch.
Oh, okay. No.
On the pipe.
And then I end up on my knees, and I remember thinking, you have got to be kidding me. But I was already on so much adrenaline, I didn't even feel the pain. Go home. Anyway, end up going to the hospital to get checked out because I've got this situation. You guys have probably never heard of a priapism.
I have heard the word, but I don't know what it is.
What it is it's a non-sexual erection. The problem with it is that's a great thing, except it doesn't go away.
Yeah, sure. Ever. Well, call your doctor if it lasts for more than 5 days.
Yeah, yeah. So they have.
Wait a minute. So instead of taking a little blue pill, you could just land on some rebar.
No. It was dangerous because sure. If you don't get this thing operated on right away, what happens is you will lose it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was rushed into surgery and had to have this flushing thing going on because basically what happens at the base of your penis.
Don't need details. Do not need details.
You know what? I think we're good there, but thank you for calling. Thanks. That's very interesting. Nope. Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Nope.
I don't want to hear about operations down yonder.
Me either. When's he going to do something new, you know?
He should get around to, like, releasing a new EP this Friday. That would be thoughtful of him.
I'm sorry, did you say Friday?
Yeah, this coming Friday, as he mentioned there, The Roadside, in that unbelievably good song, Bitter Taste. That's the name of his new 4-song EP out this coming Friday.
Very exciting.
Billy Idol, who's going to be hanging out with Heidi and Frank 9:30 tomorrow morning, and then with Marcy, who's very excited about it.
Of course.
He's got Billy Idol hanging out in the studio.
Sure.
That is amazing.
And then he's going to hang out with us.
He's like, no, I can't hang with those
he's
guys.
He's not hanging.
No,
those.
I'm out of here.
That's kind of a
nope.
A Swedish couple are banned from naming their son Vladimir Putin. I sort of, I don't want to give the government more power at all. But in Sweden, they have to submit the name.
Oh, no way.
To a tax agency.
Really?
It's required by Swedish law. Names are barred if they cause offense or discomfort.
How dare they?
For the bearer.
How?
Think about the kid.
Yeah.
And is the kid going to suffer?
But shut up.
Three of the names that they have rejected is Allah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Which makes sense. And Q.
Q.
Which makes sense.
All right. The guy from Star Trek? That
no,
race?
I assume Q yeah, from James
exactly.
Bond. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A Swedish couple has also been banned from naming their son Vladimir Putin. So that's happening.
We have a Vlad who calls us from time to time.
We do, yes.
Very funny guy. Now, what if his parents
what if his name is
were
Putin?
Not allowed? Yeah. Dude, Vlad that calls, is your last name or middle name
Wouldn't
Putin?
That be crazy? That would be he's crank calling
and do you
us?
Ride, like, grizzly bears or whatever? All that kind of crap?
This has to be a constant battle, I would assume, with couples.
Sure, but at least the government here doesn't say no.
Correct.
No, you can't name him that.
But this guy wrote to Reddit. He's a 36-year-old man. He mm-hmm. wanted to remain anonymous. And mm-hmm. he says, so my wife and I are expecting a daughter.
Okay.
We already have a son who is 2 years old. Our agreement was that I got to name the first baby and she gets to name the second baby.
All right, so he got his turn.
Seems
up to
fair.
That. Totally.
She didn't have any opinions or preferences with regard to naming our son, so I went with Calvin Heath, the middle name after my brother, who unfortunately passed away, and my wife was fine with it.
Sure, it's a good name.
Then my wife told me she wants to name our daughter Everwinter Rain.
Everwinter Rain?
Her first name would be Ever. Winter Rain would be her middle name.
I almost don't hate rain, but Winter Rain?
But Winter, so he said,
yeah.
Hey, what if we name her Winter?
Right.
As a first name.
Right.
And then Rain or something else. And
sure.
She's like, no, I like Ever.
Ever Winter
for a first
Rain.
Name.
Why Ever?
No, because, I mean, when you grow up, no one ever calls you by your middle name. So this kid would be saddled with Ever for life.
Forever.
Yes. Can you imagine that?
No, but on the other hand,
he tried to talk her into Winter, and she's like, no, but our agreement was that she got
yeah,
to pick the name.
Yes, so that's not okay. Especially unless you're in Sweden, where you can go to the government and say, help, help, help.
But he says, I'm 100% certain she's going to get picked on, bullied, and teased for being
that's
called Ever.
That's not that bad, isn't
it? I believe it is.
Yeah, Ever. Well, you know, you could go with Winter in the middle. You can. I did actually go by my middle name. Really.
You've gone by.
I know.
You're
so
the
many.
Relocation
exactly.
program. I don't know what.
Don't ever talk about that on the radio.
I don't know what your name even is.
Neither do I.
But that has to be a constant battle with couples, I would guess.
Yeah. Yes.
Because some people do have terrible choices for names.
Yeah. Spelling Job, J-G-O-B, for example.
For example, yes.
Job Bluth.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955. KLOS, if you had an argument, had or have an argument with what your partner wanted to name your kid.
Yeah, or you got saddled with some name you hate.
There's you have an some. Awful name like
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, or Vlad is your middle name Putin. KLOS Vlad's caller Vlad. Yeah, we like that dude. So
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started talking this hour about a guy and his wife made a deal. He got to name the son. She got to name the daughter. And she came up with Ever Winter Rain. And she wanted Ever to be the first name.
And if they were in Sweden, it's a good possibility they would have shut that down. No, because your child will be made fun of.
Correct.
They can actually say no to your kid's names.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to run it by the government. I don't want to give our government that power.
No,
but
yeah.
In this particular case, Ever.
Maybe.
So you got in a fight over baby names?
Yes, hello. We named our son James, but not spelled James.
All right. How do you
so
spell it?
We got into an argument with the whole family.
How do you spell it?
J-A-Y-M-Z.
I'm not with Kevin. I like that.
Why would you do that?
Because we saw it in a tattoo book, and there it was. And then our daughter's name is Bean.
Bean?
That's a, all, Bean, also that's a terrible name.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody named Bean. Woof. Woof duck.
So did you argue? You said your family fought you?
Yes. My husband and I were fine with James. Mm-hmm. But once we told everybody what the spelling was, everybody was like, why? That's ridiculous. Ugh. Keep it traditional.
What do they think? They're the Swedish government? Why do they mind their own business?
Has he? How old is he?
He's 15 now.
Does he use? Does he spell it a normal way when he's like in school or someplace else?
No, he loves it.
Yeah,
look at that.
James Hetfield used to spell it J-A-Y-M-Z.
Ah.
Interesting. Is that why you named him James? Spelled that way?
No. Okay. He just saw it in a tattoo book, and we're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's very graffiti. It just reminds me of like does he go around spray painting stuff? Because that's a great tag, I would think. Seems like it.
I hope not.
That means he does.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and I were surprised to learn today that the Swedish government could veto the name of your child. If they don't like the name of your child, they could absolutely say no. So we were wondering, maybe that would be a good thing for you if someone vetoed your name. Did you come up with a bad name? Did you have a fight about it?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a little funny story about a name here.
Yes, please.
Okay, so when I was in the hospital, after I gave birth to my son, the lady that comes in to fill out the birth certificate form, what name you want on the birth certificate. So my son's name is Kaimani, and I wanted to put a dash in between the Kai and the Mani. She goes, no, I'm sorry, no dashes allowed on the birth certificate.
Boo.
I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
What?
So she goes, you know, you're the second person today that asked to put a dash on the birth certificate. She goes, the lady right before I came in and saw you, she goes, I was looking at the birth certificate and it said L-A and then a dash A. So she looked at the mom and goes, Lada, like what is this? She goes, no, it's Ladasha.
Nope. That woman ruined it for you.
Ladasha. No wonder she shut that down.
That woman ruined it for
you.
That's
awful.
She ruined it.
Yeah,
she did.
I'm agreeing with her and the Swedish government on this one. Clutch taking on CCR duties. That is fortunate son.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, I think we got time for one more bad baby names call.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Al Bain from Al Bain for Leather.
Would you like to sell us something today?
No, but how's Stu Herrera? How's he doing?
Stu?
He's doing great.
Yeah, he does have a weird name. He hates Stuart. Don't ever call him that. Yeah, no, Stu's great. So I got a
story about baby name.
Yes, right, please.
Go ahead.
My wife at the time, you know, we're expecting a baby, and she's got two sisters and her mom and her grandma, and then all the girls are talking about baby names. They're trying to figure out what name, and they're coming up with all these names. They're not asking me. They're not including me, right?
Boo.
So I'm not happy with that.
I assume that's earned. Yes.
So
how dare you?
My mom's Hispanic and she has an accent, and I want to name the baby some name that is not going to be mispronounced by my mom all the time.
Right.
So then we're in the delivery room, the baby's born, mom's holding the baby, and then, you know, the nurse asks us, so what's the baby's name? And mom looks at me, what are we going to name her? So we named her Holly Rebecca.
Holly Rebecca.
Yeah, it's a name, my mom could say it, and it fits her perfectly. Now Holly is 29 years old, living in Colorado and teaching deaf children to do sign language as infants with their
parents. Nice.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's awesome. I mean, next Congrats. Time, yeah, they weren't paying any attention to you, and you did it. You got her done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I know. Sorry. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you been following what's happening with Nicki Minaj and her vaccination theories?
Yeah, I saw a weird little bit about it, and I think it's kind of hilarious, actually.
She says she's still doing research. She's still doing her research on the vaccine.
You know, that's starting to be epitaphs on gravestones. I did my own research.
Yes, agreed. But one of the tweets that she put out was, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding.
Yeah, well, maybe she knows what really happened, because that vaccine has never caused this. So, other things have.
So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision. Not bullied.
Nicki, come on. Not bullied.
Right?
Come on.
So then that tweet, of course, caused a lot of uproar, and sure. Jimmy Kimmel had this to say about it.
So then this tweet spreads like crazy. Everybody's posting it, which has to be great news for Nicki's friend's cousin. Poor guy's sitting at home on his couch, TV dinner, resting on his nuts, and now he's famous. Who knew testicle inflation was a side effect of COVID? Nicki, meanwhile, lashed out at the coverage of her tweet. She was mad. She wrote, three lies in a row from huge news platforms. I cited my young child as why I didn't want to travel, but notice how none of them mentioned that. Ask yourself why that was. Maybe because we got distracted by your cousin's friend's hippo balls. But this actually gives us a chance to talk about something that actually is important. Nicki's cousin's friend got the COVID vaccine. Then his testicles swelled up. But that doesn't mean his testicles swelled up because he got the COVID vaccine. If you get the vaccine, then you fall in a manhole. Doesn't mean Moderna causes manhole accidents. But when two things happen close together, we tend to see them as connected. And for this friend of Nicki's cousin, I hate to say it, but if your testicles swell up that big, the question isn't, did you get a vaccine recently? It's, what have you been doing to your balls? By the way, if anyone could track down this friend of Nicki's cousin, I would really like to talk to him. I have questions.
And he puts it so well. He just puts it so well.
He really does. Yeah. And then Nicki Minaj tweeted, he's available for a price. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for what we learned.
What did we learn today?
We learned that gender reveal parties are BS.
And they're continuing. We're going to have to fight these until they're all done.
And especially in Singapore, where they involved pandas.
Leave the pandas out of it.
Stop it. If you get a butt lift surgery, you might not be able to ever sit down.
But you might make a hell of a lot of cash.
Correct.
Wow.
And Nicki Minaj's friend's cousin has huge balls.
Film at 11. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1982 at the LA Forum that Queen played their very last show in the United States with Freddie Mercury. It was on this day in rock in 1988 when Mark Knopfler announced that Dire Straits had disbanded. Boo! And then he reformed the group in 1991. Yay!